Tommy, are we on?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
All right.
Mr. Finley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blessings you've given us, for individually and corporately here in Taney County. We just praise you again for the great God that you are. And we thank you, God, for your son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. I pray, God, that you'd help us to share that with others in a way to be pleasing to you. And we pray, God, that today you give us guidance throughout our lives. You give us guidance and wisdom. Help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you. We pray for those that might need your healing hand or your helping hand, your comforting hand. Just be with them. We know that you know each and every one of those needs better than we might even express. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, March 6, 2017, 1:03 p.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 444044 through 444076. There are no warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 27th and 28th, 2017.
Approve the previous reading minutes of February 27th and the 28th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Scott.
Amendments to the Taney County Development Guidance Code.
Excuse me.
In February 13th, 2017, the Planning Commission came up with three recommendations for changes in our current guidance code. The problem was that we had calendar days and working days in different locations, and I think that caused a little bit of issue in November, December. So I went through and found where it all said working days. They've sent you these amendments to review and change if you had any changes to make to them. I can answer any questions that you'd have. Basically asking to change three locations from 10 working days to 10 calendar days, and that makes it all uniform as far as timelines in the current guidance code.
On number two, the Appendix B step?
Yep.
It says 5 calendar days. Should it be 10 or 5?
That one's 5.
Okay. So we got two 10s and a 5?
Yep.
As far as the process of making any amendments to the Development Guidance Code, you guys have already had?
We haven't had our public hearing, so you would send it back to the Planning Commission with any amendments that you'd revisions. And then we'll hold our public hearing in April and then bring it back to you for final approval.
For final approval. So
correct.
What do you need from us? Just
an overall approval or a...
Approval of this?
Yes.
To be looked at in April or to be looked at... How do you want that worded?
Well, it'll be sent back to the Planning Commission for public hearing for the April 10th, 2017 public hearing.
I just want to make sure we're...
Yep. Because by the time we post it and get it in the paper, that'll be the next meeting we can have for our public hearing.
Those are the only changes that they recommended?
Yep.
How you guys want to do this? You just want to make it like Exhibit A? Do you want to read off the exact changes?
I was just going to suggest, if you agree, that we approve the Taney County Development Guidance Code of Section 6.3, Appendix B step, and notice of proposed land use changing posting where it uses working days to change that to read calendar days. I make that motion.
That leave it like it is for our public hearing,
yes,
correct?
For okay. To be presented back to the planning for the... Do they vote on it again?
Well, yeah, I mean, if the public would have any comment, then I guess they could change it and bring it back to you for final approval. Correct.
Okay. How about we move to approve the proposed amendments to the Taney County Development Guidance Code as presented?
Perfect.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll see you.
Perfect.
Next time.
Thank you.
Payroll process for election judges.
I think we got an email saying that was canceled. I don't know. Did you guys get that email?
They kind of went back and forth, and it came down to just the payment of whether the election clerks had to be paid electronically or if they could continue to be paid by check. That's where it got down to.
So the question of 1099 versus W-2?
They got all that straightened out, supposedly. So based upon that, if there's not any more, I would make the motion that...
There doesn't need to be any motions. No.
Well, Ben's someone needs to direct, and so it'd have to be two commissioners agreeing that the election judges continue to be paid by paper check, is that they need to direct accounts payable of that. That's where the between the two.
The last email I got was canceled, so I don't know that we need to.
The only thing that's in question now is whether they're paid by check or by direct deposit.
Okay.
And since we're doing W-2s, we would much prefer to have that direct deposit. It saves time, money, effort, every place. But I know there may be a few of those that don't want to be paid that way, but I think that you need to make everybody well aware that if you agree with us, you would prefer to be paid by direct deposit also.
I'm trying to remember, do we have a policy that says everything's to be direct deposit or we don't do certain benefits, or is there not a thing about that? I can't remember.
That's for employees.
I understand that, but mm-hmm. if
the treasurer
so
today
the next
told
question
me.
Would be if it, that was my next question, if mm-hmm. yes or no, and then are they different than a typical employee other than ours?
The treasurer told me that there was a policy where any new employee was to be direct deposit now. I don't know. I hadn't heard of that. It must have happened the last week while I was gone. At any rate, it's much better for the county. It is actually better for the employee if they have a checking account to do direct deposit.
You've got a couple more issues on that. If you want to, is an election worker, there's one election this year. So you're going to have the workers for that. They would have to give all of their account information, and it's got to be set up in the system for one payment. One card. And then next year, however many elections of workers are not the same each time, and their bank accounts may change, and they'd have to be changed. And you've got to be sure the data that goes in is...
There's some arguments that it might be better, but I think we use a lot of the same election workers. Ms. Neely could tell you that, but you know, our clerk could tell you that better than myself. If they... Is she there? He's there?
No, okay. I think she has representation, though. Well, Ms. Weston.
I'm here. We've had, just to let you all know, with the election workers having to turn over information for a direct deposit, we have had several that say they will no longer be election workers. So it is causing a big issue with our office because we may not have enough election workers to work to all the polls. Because they don't want to turn over their information, because a lot of them is older people, and they don't like this newfangled computer stuff. That's what I get. That's the
I don't like
answers I get when I'm talking to them on the phone. I don't want to do that. I want the check. So there's, and with us, look, when we losing a lot of poll workers, how are we going to run the election?
With that said, I would say you probably should allow them to have the option. There will be some that will want to and some that won't. I would say let them have the option.
Did Ms. Neely, am I wrong in saying that we had an email saying that was canceled? Was it her request or do you know?
No, it was not her request to have it canceled.
Originally, I'm sorry.
The last email I got from her, and when I talked to her this morning, she said she actually wanted to be here for it. She had a doctor's appointment that's running a little bit late, and she's really wanted to talk to you all about it. She's wanting to see if you could postpone talking about this until later this afternoon or another date if you all don't want to make a decision today on that.
Here's what I'm reading, and then it also says it's for March 13th, and today's not the 13th. Anyways, it just says canceled work session for payroll process, possible policy change for election judges. It was canceled this morning at 7:36. So is there something scheduled for next week, or do we just have it double scheduled?
No, that was for the 13th, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it double scheduled or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What the email I remember is Ruth, our human resource worker, thought it was going to affect her on a different form. Mm-hmm. But when she found out that it didn't, they didn't have to have that form.
Right.
And the last I got was it was between accounts payable and treasure on to do whether they had
direct
to be paid electronic.
Guys, I know that sometimes it's hard to get election workers, and I would much prefer the direct deposit from, and I know it's much easier on the departments out there, and I appreciate the fact that they do all the hard work. But knowing that, I would say you need to give them the option.
For one check, I'd leave the option.
Yeah.
Dawn, is that what you want?
It doesn't matter to me. I just want to have it clarified. It has to go through payroll. It's not an accounts payable. So
right.
Because of this year's law.
Being a W-2. Okay.
So through payroll. Mm-hmm. Since we had put that in the policy, that was the reason that it was brought up. Make sure that it was okay.
They're not technically, I guess they are employee, but they're not an employee. I mean,
according to
because it's a W-2.
Yeah, according to IRS, since it's a W-2, they probably are an employee, but they
so we might need to relook at our policy.
But it differentiates in that.
Yeah, they're
from
different,
them.
So I don't think you have a problem there.
Okay.
And I really feel like that you should allow them to have the option just because of what Wesley said that they mean.
The demographic tends to be election judges. I agree with you, Wesley. They're not ones that want to be.
Yeah.
I'm saying
I understand where they're coming from.
And once Wesley gets their full confidence, he'll probably get them all switched directly.
I doubt it.
So do you think we need to it just be understood that it be done, they be allowed to continue to be paid by check, or do we need to have a motion or anything? Direction?
Go for it.
Go ahead and make a motion.
I make the motion to continue to pay election judges by paper check, as they are not a county employee.
Does that
could you clarify
them,
that? They might say, want to be paid by direct deposit.
Does that give them the option of being direct deposit?
To continue, okay.
You let them have an option.
I'm sorry. Okay. Make the motion to pay election judges, given a choice to be paid by paper check or electronic deposit.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That was
thank
quite
you.
The event for...
It's been hectic in our office with
them.
So, thank you all.
Hey, thank you, Wilson.
Appointment of Road and Bridge Administrator and Surety Bond.
I'd like to make the motion to appoint Randy Hayes to the official title of County Highway Administrator, also known as Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Randy's worked in the Road Department for Taney County for 37 years and served as interim administrator for many years.
Is this all part of your motion?
Yeah, let me go. Randy has the knowledge and has done an outstanding job for Taney County. Revised Statute Missouri 61011 requires a first-class county not having a charter form of government to appoint a county highway administrator as the chief officer of the county, being responsible for all operations of the county highway department. For this reason, I make the motion to appoint Randy Hayes into the position of Taney County Highway Administrator to officially carry that title. Motion.
Do you want to, according to this